From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Tornadoes struck towns along the border between Oklahoma and Missouri yesterday. At least 18 people were killed. Keith Stammer is a spokesman for the Office of Emergency Management in Newton County, Missouri. He says the damage there is extensive.
Some places just look like a bomb went off. The tornado managed to destroy several houses and a few businesses along a stretch from the roughly middle section of the county and then eastward all the way across the county for almost a 12-mile strip.
At least 6 people were killed in Pitcher, Oklahoma. It's a former mining town that has so much lead pollution that the federal government has been paying people to leave. International relief workers are reporting some progress in getting food and water to survivors of the cyclone that hit Myanmar more than a week ago. As many as 2 million people are in need of shelter and basic supplies. The military rulers of Myanmar want aid and money, but they don't want to let in foreign workers to handle the distribution. A public relations executive chosen by John McCain to run the Republican National Convention this summer has resigned. A magazine had reported that Doug Goodyear's firm had once represented the military government of Myanmar. NPR's Craig Windham has more.
As National Convention Coordinator, Goodyear was serving as liaison between the Republican National Committee and the McCain campaign. He issued a statement saying he was resigning so as not to become a distraction in the campaign. Goodyear is CEO of a company called DCI Group, a Republican firm that provides lobbying services mainly for corporate clients. But Newsweek magazine reported that DCI was paid nearly $350,000 in 2002 and 2003 to represent the military rulers in Myanmar. The Washington Post reports DCI arranged meetings with White House officials to advocate for the military government's agenda. Myanmar's government has drawn widespread criticism for its handling of the humanitarian crisis caused by the cyclone that hit that country. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton held a fundraiser in Manhattan yesterday to celebrate Mother's Day weekend and to rally support for her campaign. NPR's David Green reports from New York.
Clinton spoke to hundreds of supporters in a hotel ballroom in Manhattan. She told her audience they would enjoy the campaign more if they didn't watch television, where pundits are speculating about whether the Democratic Party will be damaged by her prolonged battle with Barack Obama. Clinton said she's going to finish the nominating process.
Then we will have a nominee, and we will have a unified Democratic Party, and we will stand together, and we will defeat John McCain in November and go on to the White House.
Clinton has held several fundraisers the last few days. She's also loaned her campaign more than $6 million of her own money over the last month. Clinton's aides say she'll loan her campaign more cash if she needs to compete. David Green, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR News. Barack Obama campaigned in Oregon yesterday. He's now picked up the support of more superdelegates than Clinton, the party leaders who helped determine the party nominee. Obama told reporters yesterday that a contest against John McCain would mean more discussion of specific plans and priorities rather than political ideology or patriotism. President Bush is spending the weekend at his home near Crawford, Texas. Last night, his daughter Jenna married longtime boyfriend Henry Hager. More than 200 friends and family attended the outdoor ceremony and reception. From member station KWBU in Waco, Michael Haggerty reports.
The president and the bride shared their father-daughter dance to the ballad You Are So Beautiful, performed by Nashville band The Tyrone Smith Review in an outdoor reception following the sunset ceremony at the 1,600-acre ranch. The couple exchanged vows in front of a 4-foot-high limestone cross altar. The 26-year-old bride wore an Oscar de la Renta gown adorned in organza, beading, and embroidery. Jenna's twin sister Barbara was the maid of honor. The wedding was not open to the press. However, the White House says it may issue a photo of the event later today. The couple met during President Bush's 2004 re-election campaign. The 30-year-old Hager is a native of Richmond, Virginia, and the son of prominent Virginia Republican John Hager. For NPR News, I'm Michael Haggerty in Waco, Texas.
It's a Mother's Day tradition. Every year, the Social Security Administration releases a list of the most popular baby names in the previous year. The most popular boy's name in 2007 was Jacob, which has held the top spot since 1999. Emily remains the number one choice for girls, the same since 1996. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.